have continued tracking calls and that since the last time we've met. I think we've received about 7 additional calls. Again, not a lot, and they're all associated with how to pay and deferred payments and late payments. Along those lines, because just so it's clear, and it kind of seems like that's really our only calls, Tennille's working with Andrea, and they're going to be putting out something just to make it clear that we're not doing shutoffs, and at this point, we're holding penalties and late fees. And that's consistent with what all our other agencies in the region are doing, and just in general, you're seeing across the country. I think since we last met, we did have an auto dialer go out because there's still a group of people that we have that come in and used to do payments. And so finance staff look a historical record of the last 3 months, found out who those people were, and they received auto dialer calls to remind them and to tell them that the lobby was closed and to facilitate them to our phone number and to contact customer service with any questions and to facilitate future questions and payments. Tennille's been able to expedite. She's going to get those postcards mailed out now on Monday, it looks like. So hopefully by midweek next week, they should already hit our customers. As I was saying, the temporary stoppage of collection of penalties, although it's within my authority and clear authority, probably just so it's clear and consistent, we'll be coming back to the board just to make sure that we ratify that action. I've already checked with legal. It's not, since it doesn't go above at any point $10,000 on individuals, then it shouldn't be a problem.
Folks, it's just about time. I've got to move off to the other meeting. Thank you very much for the part of the briefing that I got. And if there's anything other that's critical that I need to know about, just let me know. Okay, I appreciate it.
Real quick, Director Thompson, just one of the items I was going to be just talking about, we're not taking action item, but, you know, as we go into our new norm with, we still have a budget that we're going to have to pass and a lot of other things, including the capacity fees. We are taking a look because of what's going on now and what's even changed and just so much in the economy and everything is what would really, should we be reconsidering and looking at either implementation or just in general, the cap fee study and just either delaying it and that. So again, there's no action at this point, but it is something we want to look at because whether we delay it to January and reassess then. So that is just something that staff is starting to take a look at and we can talk about again at the next update.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, and you know, I think that the prospect of a possible deferral of the matter for at least several months might be worthwhile and whatever budget impact that has, hopefully it won't be so great. We, you know, we take it into account if that would be the case. And I'm sure you guys are pretty smart about it. And luckily it's portion, but thank you for that update. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me go back to the start. Water availability. We have no concerns right now, no staffing, no issues there. We can update. All the agencies, it seems like everything, there are no governor signing the executive order that actually we are exempt from that executive order since we industry. It still doesn't affect our minimal staffing plans that we started executing as of Wednesday. So where the district stands here by the end of today, we will have approximately 75% of our employees at home and the remaining 25% the majority in the field, but even some here, the various buildings supporting critical functions, servers and other things associated with the field and critical operations. So I think that's a great job and testament to IT and what they're able to do. Line. Calls and inquiries continue. A small amount.
There's a lot of noise coming through, so it's you're coming through intermittently. I don't know if
somebody.
Yeah, if someone right now while I'm briefing, if I can ask everybody, we're hearing some background noise. If we can ask people just to temporarily mute, and then once I'm done with my briefing, you can unmute.
So
So we have reached out, I think on email, auto dialer now, to everybody who used to use even physical come-in payments. And we only have received about 7 calls. They're all associated with just financial concerns and penalties. We have issued a temporary stoppage of collection of penalties, and that's consistent with pretty much all other agencies and almost all across the country. To continue further limit the questions and inquiries from the customers, that we can free up our staff, Neil and Andrea have worked putting something out on the various forms of communication, just saying that we are not locking and we are not collecting penalties and fees at this time. We've checked with legal that is within my authority, since there are each individual account is less than my $10,000 authorization. However, since we're doing it on such a large scale, while it's still allowed, we will be bringing it back to the board to ratify that action, just to make sure everything's clean and open and transparent. So staff is now trying to operate in this new norm. So obviously the priorities are to kind of adjust. We expect to be in this new norm. I would expect for many weeks on end. A lot of some agencies are looking at anywhere from 30 to 60 days. And that's kind of our plan. We can operate at this capacity, you know, for indefinitely if needed. But again, we're working just like we are through this meeting. You know, there's new things that are coming up that we're just working through, although minor. Now, the background to all that, we still have certain critical things that we have to do and pass, including our budget, cap fee studies, and there are just other, you know, state requirements anyway going on. With that, we are taking a look at the cap fee proposed increase. And while we're not taking an action today, and nor can we, I think we may be looking at agendizing something for next week to possibly relook at, now based on the economic impacts, now that we're kind of seeing how long-term the country and our region may be working and in this kind of environment, to reassess that. And we can come back to that after I'm almost done with my brief. We are just also, as a heads up, we've been getting, with the executive order, we got a letter from the AGC, Associated and General Contractors, saying that they continue to plan to proceed with housing construction, because it should be listed as critical infrastructure. I've sent that to Jeannie just to make sure, because, you know, most agencies, while they're continuing to support development and housing construction, you know, there's a potential I could see that changing or that not being allowed. So we're waiting to see just official word, but we are continuing to support that. But again, that's more of a field operation where we're able to maintain social distancing. For those of you that didn't hear, there was a small minor earthquake, a 2.9. Near the San Vicente Dam. We were informed by the Water Authority. It was a minor earthquake, but they just wanted to inform the County Water Authority Board and all general managers. They're working with DSOD, Division of Dam Safety Inspections, but they don't anticipate their community. And the last thing I want to throw out there before we start opening it up is the frequency of board meetings. I think just based on us, the district now working on this new norm, I would propose at least for next week that we only meet on Tuesday and Thursday. And that's because that gives us Monday to kind of evaluate group as staff. And then that also gives us Friday to kind of formulate a game plan and post-board meeting actions. So with that, that's kind of my general briefing. And I'd be happy to answer questions from the board. And we're going to be starting to unmute people that maybe we might.
Thank you. This is Gary. First of all, is Director Thompson still on? I know he has to go. If he has anything first.
He left us already.
He left. He didn't. But while we're in the transition, him aware of that, I had brought up that how staff is looking not only at our budget, but we are reevaluating the implementation and the capacity fees.
So we don't really want to talk about that today just because it's not on the agenda, but I just want to make sure all the board members knew that we were going to have that on the agenda for discussion and staff was going to look at it. So that will be great. And then also, absolutely, we're in a new norm. And that will also kind of go along even with our capital projects, just so staff can look at saying, hey, we're in a different world right now. Does any of that change as well? So just any big picture stuff for the board to start to look at next week, things that we can actually get on the agenda for the meeting on Tuesday and Thursday, which I'm fine with as long as we get the IT issue fixed. If we get the IT issue with calling in electronically up and functioning appropriately, I think the twice meetings is fine. We just need to have that fit.
Okay.
This is Tim. I had a comment. So I noticed that the Metropolitan Board, they had canceled some of their committee meetings, but they still are moving forward with their two-year budget, which was discussed and presented. And it appears as though that's going to move forward with the 5% rate for 2020, 2021, and 2021-22. And I noticed in the April board agenda, they are still approving construction contracts. They are still discussing legal items, but they've trimmed a bunch of the other items back. And I think that's consistent with the essential infrastructure discussion that you mentioned, Jose. So just information of sort of what other agencies are doing. It just got posted yesterday, so I just thought I'd share that with the group.
Thank you.
Hey, regarding the cap fees, I did already, I chatted it early on, but I'm also in favor of delaying any kind of movement on that. I think we've gone from 3.5% unemployment to 12.5% and probably heading towards 20%. So I'd imagine the, you know, the billing that's going on right now, I imagine anything that's close to being done will probably continue. I would imagine anything further beyond that will probably immediately stop. So I think we have to recognize that fact. And regarding that too, we have to plan our budget accordingly, keeping a lot of that potential in mind.
Yes, we heard.
And I concur. I think we need to look at the big picture right now and then look at all options and know that unemployment is just going to soar, and that even people that have jobs that aren't working right now due to the fact of closure of businesses and stuff, and people are being told to shelter in place, we need to be prepared for a significant reduction in income coming in to pay the bills. So yeah, I think that'll be agendized for next week, at least initially. I know staff, that's going to be a lot of work for staff to start to look at what it means. And I'm hopeful that CWA and MWD don't just move forward with budgets as normal. I know that the state legislatively is already talking about at least moving forward with the budget, but automatically reducing it a certain amount. And they're also asking all the legislators not to come in with their, they have the ability to put in as many as 60 bills per year or per session. And that they're already asking them to severely limit that as we're moving forward into the neighborhood of only putting in like in the range of at max 15 or so. So either way, it's absolutely not business as usual. And I think the sooner we recognize that and look at alternatives and options, the better we're going to be.
Yeah.
So if you just, if you're done with your update, if you just want to go around to the different directors, I'm already done. I think Tim, Director Smith has put his in, unless he has additional, but just go around to the different directors and go from there.
Okay, let's start with Director Smith.
The San Diego County Water Authority also posted their agenda. It's a different format, and Gary, I'm sure you know this, it's no longer a committee meeting format. It's one large board, and sort of notably what actions are being taken. I believe there's an item on approving staff to move forward with bond refinancing. So that's, you know, obviously a essential need because bonds are coming due. There are some items on the engineering calendar, notice of completion, closing out contracts. So I think those are the sorts of things that most water agencies are going to be doing. Also, there's, you know, closed session legal. So that, to me, seems like sort of a recurring theme. There is some information items, just continuing to update the board members on, you know, water conditions in California, legislative items. So sort of those normal business items, just to make sure that we're still informed of what's happening in the water industry. But that was it for me. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Director Roback?
Yeah, I really have nothing else at the moment.
Okay, thank you. Director Gastelum?
For when we mentioned the talk of the budget, maybe looking at this thing being a two-month thing and then two-month thing and proceeding with regular. So maybe having working on two budgets if it continues for the long haul, or if it does, because I figure just like when in previous years the cost of labor spiked, this may be an opportunity to do more, being that maybe not a lot of contractors may be bidding. I don't know, testing, see how the market is for labor. And secondly, if we can reach out to the homeowners associations so that they post that the same thing about our water being safe and not worry about it, because folks with condos don't get a bill, and it's important we communicate with them through the HOAs. And that's all for me.
All right, thank you, Director Gastelum. At this point, I'll open it up if legal or if anybody else has anything that hasn't been covered here. If not, what I'd like
to, I would like to ask something. So obviously this is rapidly changing life as we know it. Joe, have you even begun to look at the impact of the district?
You know, we've considered what might happen with water sales and how that might change, not necessarily considering that there would be significant changes there. The collections issue, we know that there are going to be some collection problems. We're not stopping billing at this time. But, you know, the district's primary costs, you know, Director Gastelum mentioned that possibly construction costs will go down. That's something I know engineering is evaluating, which projects can be pushed out because of what's happening. And then also be looking at, you know, if there's any reason to believe that construction costs will go down, we're going to have to look at that as well. But it, bottom line is, you know, the district has significant fixed costs, and those costs either come from rates or reserves or debt. And I think if we were to, Kevin and I will be having some discussions and looking at the rate model, at how possibly debt could be funding a greater portion of the projects, leaving up some additional revenues to cover operating costs. That's, we don't have too many options really. So it's rates, debt or reserves. And obviously all the efforts that we go through on a day-to-day basis to lower our cost.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, what you're going to see happen, what you're already seeing happen, is people are going to conserve capital and, you know, only do the essential things. So that might be our, you know, kind of our perspective too, is this, you know, and again, this is so new. It's not like we're going to make any real business decision based on a weekend or something, but I think we have got to keep that in the back of our mind. What is the most, you know, essential task we need to perform?
Yeah, and along with that too, is if there's any legislative bills coming out. I know they're talking about being able to get some funds to individuals so they can continue to live. And it's going to be interesting here, I believe, in the next week or so, or even farther out, based upon when people start running out of money, people will act differently. Right now, people have been pretty cordial and looking forward. But as people start running out of money and not paying bills and not knowing where their next meal is going to come from, that's when it's going to be getting interesting times. The just as long as from a business sense, if there's anything that comes out legislatively that we can get funding from either state or federal funds to be able to continue to do business. So we may get to that point when people stop paying their water bills and we still have bills that need to be paid. Just like I said, not to be draconian, but we should be looking at worst case scenarios and what we're going to do.
Yeah, we agree. And one of the things that we are trying to track is, the stimulus packages are changing day to day, hour by hour. And there was in the latest update, I think, discussion about specific potential stimulus for, industries such as water and that associated. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out in the next week. And I'm glad you brought that up, President Croucher, is, one of the things I would anticipate is also, again, talking about a new norm, is a lot of the things that the county, the state, and the feds have done was kind of actions taken to get through the end of March, beginning of April. And I think it was kind of a wait and see approach. So I would expect by the end of next week, we will probably get an update from all the different authorities, from federal down to the local, on what they are seeing as results in the wait and see, and maybe we'll get a better idea how long. I don't see anything changing or being relaxed by the end of the month. I think it's more of just an assessment on how much longer or how much more needs to be done. And I think we'll get word of that, I'm hoping, by the end of next week. So while it's not everything is changing on an hour by hour, thankfully, anymore, it's still a very fluid and dynamic situation.
So you made a comment, Jose, about the meetings for next week and every other week. The Metropolitan has their meeting on Tuesday at noon. And then for Thursday, that's our Water Authority meeting, and that starts at 9. I don't know if it'll be over by noon, but next week doesn't look like the optimum week, at least for me, to go to Tuesday, Thursday. So I don't know if you want to consider waiting a week or maybe suggesting different times or
potentially do, how about we just tentatively schedule for next Wednesday if the board is accepting of that, and at least do next Wednesday's meeting, and maybe we'll have a better.
And this is Gary, I'm fine with that as long as we get our call-in thing fixed. If we're being efficient with this, whether it's, like I said, Zoom or Team or whatever we're going to do, as long as we get, to me, we need to keep doing the meetings to where we get them down where they're going nice and smooth and we're efficient with them. And once we're efficient with them, I don't mind kicking it down. So does anybody have anything on Monday that they would not be available Monday at noon? And that would give us the entire weekend again if there's anything weird that goes on. So how about we plan on Monday at noon? That'll get us the first part of the week. And then if we decide just to do Wednesday after that, that's fine. That gives us two meetings next week. But let's do Monday, and hopefully we get the IT side of things down. And once we're efficient with that, go into a lesser of the meetings if we can.
Okay, well, then I don't think then it requires any actions. Currently, I think we've tabled it at Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So at the most, we would just take an action Wednesday if needed to cancel Friday.
Perfect. Yep, sounds good. I don't have anything further.
Okay. Then with that, we don't have any items for closed session. So then I will close this meeting, move for adjournment.
Before you do that, Jose, I just wanted to also mention, this is Jeannie, that if we decide to reduce the number of meetings and something does come up, we always have the option of doing an emergency meeting, which, as you know, has a notice period of just 1 hour. So just to keep in the back of your minds when you are considering how many meetings to have in a week.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, then with that, I'll move to adjournment. Thank you.